Hi, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We concluded our series, Adulting, where we're looking at eternal life hacks from the book of Proverbs. And here's the passage we covered was in Proverbs 4, 10 through 15. It says this, "Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it and do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way." Now, in the context of the passage, Solomon is addressing his son, and he's basically telling his son there are two ways to go, the way of wisdom and the way of folly, and everyone is on a path, and he's saying, listen, stay on the path of wisdom. I was thinking about that, and one of the things we talked about on Sunday was the whole idea that we're all on many paths in our life. If you think about it, you're on a career path, your marriage is on a path, the way you parent, that's on a path. Physically, you're on a path. Financially, you're on a path. Spiritually, you're on a path. There's many paths that we're on, and in the book of Proverbs, you know, we're given different ways to handle pretty much all of those areas of our life. But the idea behind it, and that, you know, Solomon is imploring his kids, stay on the path of wisdom. So here's the question. How do you know where you're at on your path? Well, let's just use physically, for example. If I continue to not eat right and I continue to not work out, then the path of my life physically is not going to end up where I want it to be. It's the same in any area. And what he's saying is, I want you to stay on that path. This is the problem. And this is what he says in verse 13, why you have to hold on to instruction and guard her almost as if your life depended on it. And this is the problem, that it takes real effort to stay on the path. It's harder to hold on to your life, the wisdom for your life, than it is to drift along with the world, if you will. It's easier for me physically to not work out. It's easier for me to eat whatever I want than it is for me to exercise and to develop a discretion when it comes to my diet, right? Now, obviously, you know, Solomon is talking about our relationship with God and how we're supposed to hold on to the truth of God and guard against, you know, walking away from that path. And they're really two separate things. You know, if you think about it, guarding implies a proactive approach, probably at a time when there's not a threat, if you will. Like, there's maybe not something happening right now, but there's a possibility of it, so you stay on guard. Holding on to something, that's usually when there's pressure. So think about holding on to the truth in the midst of a storm of your life. So they're two separate things, but they're both very real, are they not? That we need to hold on to the truth and hold on to wisdom. And it, when we need to, you know, when things are going well, we need to guard. I think ultimately, he says there's a path that you should avoid, that, you know, don't go down that path, the path of evil, the path of folly, if you will. And this is the thing, that, you know, we probably know those things. We know what path is wrong, but sometimes because we're not holding on and because we're not guarding, sometimes we slip down paths that we know will lead us in the wrong direction. And isn't that the entire book of Proverbs? That there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. And it all comes back to the fact that we're supposed to fear the Lord, to put him first, if you will, to respect him with all that we have. And when we put him first, we look at all the things he's teaching us and we try to hold that and guard against those things that come against the Word of God. And you know, I don't know if you're like me, but there are just times when just trying to relax, trying to coast, if you will, when it comes to my spiritual life or any of those areas. And when you try to coast, you're really not on guard. And then what happens is sooner or later, you kind of let it all down. And then that's when the storm hits. And that's when you're hanging on, but your hands just aren't strong. I think that's why in all of this, we need Christ. Solomon, who was the, you know, the instrument God used to share all this wisdom, he couldn't hang on. You know, his life went off the rails. And I think it's really just it all points back to the fact that we need Jesus so much in our life, that we need him to hang on to us when we can't hang on. We need him to guard our back, that he is the one who's protecting our mind and our heart and our soul. And as we develop that relationship with Christ, that's what keeps us strong. Let me pray. Father, I do believe that you want us to cling to you, to allow you to be in our hearts at the foremost of every part of our life. God, I pray that you help us to do that. Help us to hold on and help us to guard against the way of folly, and help us to hang on to you, who is our true wisdom. Amen. Take a second, and maybe if there's an area of your life that you feel like you haven't been guarding against, or maybe you're in a place where you're just trying to hold on, and just ask the Lord for strength. Thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. God bless.